Podcast 1.9 FM.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
We are
Melon,
Collie,
Caravan.
You're listening
to C101.9 FM.
I've never met a doll I didn't like. If you are a fan of dal or lentil curry too, on CFRC 101.9 FM, Thursdays from 5, join me, Sayada, in learning to cook many kinds of dal or lentil curry from across the South Asian diaspora while talking about culture, migration.
Love, this is Miss Emily, and you're listening to CFRC.
Hold that the river and part the sea, because I'm no change, change is the devil.
Yeah, there we are. Good morning, everybody. My name is Jeffrey Nerd with the Word. It's 9:02 in the a.m. We're coming at you live August 12, 2020. You've lived, you've laughed, you've loved, and now you find yourself here on Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition. It's your weekly hump day rock ride around the world and through time, where we give you a little taste of everything you love. We just heard in that last set a brand new track from our friend Billy N with Otis. Goes along with my sleazy, sweaty summer vibe that I'm rocking at these days. It's Cabana summer, you guys. Embrace it. Before Billy N, in that last set, we heard Dwayne Gretzky with their cover of Peter Gabriel's In Your Eyes. Dwayne Gretzky, Canada's preeminent party band. Look them up. You won't regret it. Also in that last set, we opened it up with Fiona Apple's Criminal off her debut album. I believe she was like 17 when that came out. It's crazy. Not too shabby. We're all about the good tunes here on Indie Wake Up Wednesday. And that's why this time of morning we like to talk about events and what's going on in and around the Ontario, don't you know? It's Wednesday. The weekend is fast upon us. It's looking like the weather is going to be spectacular once again. So why waste the day when you can get out and do something fun, do something interesting? Let's start it off with just a bevy on around town, starting with the Morning Doves. They're going to be playing August 14th, which is Friday night, at Musiki Cafe and Whiskey Bar. It is pay what you can, $5 to $20, 20 o'clock, whatever 20 o'clock is. I don't know the 24-hour calendar. I'm a bad Quebecer. At Musiki on Friday night, so check that out. Also Friday night, Springer Market Square is going to have a country show that is free. No money down. Kicking It Country with Rick Pilon. Put on your boots for a lively evening of country music and dance, and leave your spittoons at home. That is, like I said, Friday night at Market Square. Another event that's going on at Springer Market Square that's not Friday, that's tonight, actually. Kettle, Kingston's amazing brass funk band, is going to be playing tonight from 7 until 8 p.m. Market Square, in the little side, you know, like the amphitheater on the side of City Hall. It goes deep and it goes hard, but there's some excellent tunes that are going to be happening. Brass Market Square. Let's see, other things going on. There's a lot going on. If you are an amateur or not so amateur filmmaker and you want to, maybe you've got a short that you've been working on, or maybe it's sitting there under your belt ready to spring forth into the 15th, rather. Saturday is your last day to submit to the Attack of the $5 Film Festival. It's a special event that's going to be happening at the Screening Room on September 26th, where they're going to host and screen a bevy of short films. They say no budget, anywhere from 30 seconds to 5 minutes, and you've got until Saturday, August 15th, to submit your short. So check them out, Attack of the $5 Film Festival. Find them on Instagram, find them most likely on the Screening Room website, and get your shorts submitted. Like I said, it's summertime Other things that are going on, the TK, otherwise known as the Theater Kingston Fringe Festival, is going on August 6th to the 16th, all week long at the Tet Center of Creativity and Learning right here in Kingston, Ontario. So check out the Theater Kingston website. There are many shows, many showings of those shows. Support for the showings of those shows at the TK Fringe Festival. You'll love it. Live theater, very interesting, cool small plays and whatnot. Performance art. I love it so much. We're here for it. We're all the way here for it. Other things that are going on in and around Kingston, Ontario, besides I'm just scrolling past all the TK. More things going on August 14th. There's a free show at Tiernanog. Bon Evans is going to be playing. There's a free show at the Toucan. Meadow Lily is going to be playing, followed by another free performance by the Mudlocks near Irish Pub on Friday night. All sorts of good stuff. Saturday, we've got a Belleville Caribbean Festival going on in downtown, bringing rich and cultural heritage. It's a free event, so check it out on their websites. Zoom. They've got electricity. They must have websites. We have a Art at the Farm going on at McKinnon Brothers Brewery. That is a free show bringing the best of classic rock, country, Celtic, and folk covers. We've got Squid Pistol, the Spearhead Brewery. They're loud, they're proud, they're excellent. I saw them once, and I can't stop thinking about them. They're fantastic. Squid Pistol, Saturday night at Spearhead. What else? We've got Summer Fun on Sydenham Street at Sydenham and Princess. That is the little Milo and Balzac's, always things going on there. It doesn't specify on the website. And then more TK Fringe all over this website, which is kingstonlive.ca. It's a great directory of everything cool that's going on in and around town. So check out, like I said, kingstonlive.ca and find out what's happening. Don't just sit around the apartment all weekend. Save that comes out. Next break, we're going to talk nerd news, movie things, video game stuff, other such nonsense. There's not much of it, but whatever is fun and hot, we'll bring it to you. Maybe I'll talk about my favorite O movies, Odyssey. But until then, oh, you're going to love this. Until then, this is from the soundtrack of one of my favorite films ever made. I'm waiting for its Criterion Collection, debut. From Beavis and Butthead to America with two cool guys right here. 1.9 with, let's do this.
Oh. some Mountain Dew. It's gonna be...
From the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
As we thought, there's just been nothing but bad luck. Oh, I know I feel too. On and on, there's just a tear with the lights on. There's a darkness too. It's coming down in the air.
Advantage. One more time. Rural Alberta here on your Indie Morning Wake Up, the Wednesday edition, where folks, come on. My name is Jeff the Nerd. Welcome back. Before bad luck, that last set, we had The Lots with their cover of Stop and Think It Over. Also in that set, we had Ottawa's own The Commotions with Lemon, Just Let Me. And we opened it up with Two Cool Guys by Isaac Hayes, otherwise known as The Theme from Beavis and Butthead Do America, one of the greatest movies ever made. Move over, Wizard of Oz, because Beavis and Butthead are in town. Like I said, my name is Jeff the Nerd. Welcome back to 101.9 FM. Tune in over the airwaves or online at CFRC.ca, or take us with you wherever you go, whether it's across the country from the couch to the bathroom on one of those fancy pants smartphone apps you are always talking about. One thing the kids are always talking about is nerd stuff. Am I right? Movies, TV shows, video games, all the stuff that I try not to do too much when the weather is nice. But come on, it's like a tractor beam. It just sucks me in all the time. So let's do it. Let's do it to it. This time of morning, we like to do our segment on pop culture nonsense. First and foremost is celebrity birthdays, because as you are aware, they are our social betters, and they deserve to be worshipped by us peasants. Happy Bruce Greenwood. You know him. You love him. He was in Star Trek and many other things. Happy 70th. French model slash actress, or actress slash model, however you want to give her the slashy award. Cara Delevingne turns 34 years old today. Lakeith Stanfield, turns 35. I think we're going to see him next, girls, which looks absolutely hilarious. Yvette Nicole Brown, otherwise known as Shirley from Community, celebrates a birthday today. Six seasons and a movie. Where's the movie? And actor extraordinaire John Cazale, or John Cazale, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I don't know how Italian he was. Passed away very tragically in 1978. Had only 5 movies credited to his name. But when you hear what these movies were, you'll understand why we still celebrate him to this day. Movie number 1, The Godfather, Little Brother. Movie number 2, The Converting Hackman. Movie number 3, The Godfather Part 2, Fredo Corleone. I knew it was you, Fredo. Movie number 4, Dog Day Afternoon, one of the greatest bank robbery movies ever made with Al Pacino and Charles Durning. And then movie number 5, he played Stan in 1978's The Deer Hunter alongside Bobby D. and Christopher Walken. Man, oh man. Birthday to the late, great John Cazale. On to TV of SNL UK. That's right, the latest Saturday Night Live. We'll be happy to hear that it is picked up for a second season. It's going to return to Sky and Now networks September episodes, and an additional batch of episodes after the new year as well. So yes, SNL UK was definitely worth a watch last season, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing it again this fall. Other returning hits, you may or may not be aware that Ted Lasso is back. They brought it back for a fourth season. We get a new episode every Wednesday. It's just as charming and good-hearted as it ever was. So if you're a fan of the first 3 seasons of Ted Lasso, the show that got us all through the pandemic, then tune on into Apple TV because it's back. In fact, Jason Sudeikis made a cameo last night, I believe, at a Mumford & Sons concert in Madison Square Garden, where they, of course, do the theme song for the show. You know the one. I'm not going to sing it. I'll spare you that torture. But I guess he came up on with Mumford & Sons. So, you know, it's one of those little feel-good things. We got some more feel-good news today. The rich get richer. And by that, I mean Spider-Man and The Odyssey remain top of the box office, the stranglehold on the North American box office in a good way. I haven't seen Spider-Man yet. I'm going to try and see it this week. But I did get to see The Odyssey this past weekend. And yeah, it lives up to the hype. Does not feel like it's 3 hours long. An action-adventure movie. All those people whinging online about its wokeness and all that nonsense. I don't know. Get a life. Just pull your heads out of your keisters. It's a fantastic film. If you're a big fan of Christopher Nolan, like most of the world is, it's one of his best movies. I don't know if it's better than The Dark Knight Rises, but it's still pretty darn awesome. So try and see it on the biggest screen possible and the loudest screen possible. But yeah, The Odyssey and Spider-Man, they've just passed the $1 billion mark at the box office. Billion with a B. Are aware that The Odyssey was the first movie to be shot 100% on IMAX 70mm film. A lot of Chris Nolan movies have had chunks of it filmed in IMAX. Again, The Dark Knight Rises, that sweet, all the very beginning, spectacular on the IMAX. But Odyssey was the first movie to be shot, wall-to-wall 100%. It has been announced on the pipeline that will be shot in. Regular listeners will know that I became obsessed. High key obsessed. I became unhealthily obsessed with the Indian film RRR from filmmaker S.S. Rajamouli. And his next movie is going to be the second movie in history to be shot entirely in IMAX. It is going to be called Varanasi, and it will be shooting. Let me see here. Let me get some details on this here. I think it's already done shooting. I should read a little more into this. Either way, it's the story follows Babu as the city of Varanasi in India faces the impending arrival of an asteroid. The film is said to draw on the structure and emotional tone of classic adventure cinema. Chhatrapati Sekhar and Priyanka Chopra Jones, said to have a budget of $150 million, which easily makes it the biggest and most expensive Indian film. RRR a couple of years ago, we'll know just how huge and bombastic this film needs to be. If you haven't seen RRR and you want to see the crazy, check it out and get ready for Varanasi in a year away, maybe. We'll see. Stuff to look forward to. I was talking last break a little bit about Grand Theft Auto 6, the only video game that matters these days. It's still on track for a November release, so if you're an employer, get ready for all your employees to call in sick that day. But if you can't wait that long, it was announced that there will be an extended look premiering on Netflix coming up at the end of August. That's right. Netflix is going to be premiering August 27th, starting at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And details on what are going to be involved are still under wraps, but we all assume it's going to be just a lot of like raw gameplay. Either way, it's going to be a presentation put on by Rockstar Games. Like I said, 6A6. Check it out. I mean, it's going to be the biggest game of the decade. And I think Netflix is going to do quite well with new subscriptions. A lot of people I hear are just going to subscribe to Netflix just to up to the hype. God, I hope so. If it delivers everything that Rockstar Games is promising, people aren't going to see me outside of my living room for months. I'm going to really hermit it up. It's going to be fantastic. Anyways, a little bit more nerd news to go before we get back to the tunes. Certain vintage will remember that in 1990, Nintendo optioned the Super Mario Brothers to an ill-fated, terrible, high-budget flop called Super Mario Brothers. Remember, it was Bob Hoskins and Dennis Hopper and star of the Odyssey, John Leguizamo. After that movie, to never option any of their properties out for film. The Chris Pratt-led animated Super Mario Brothers movie came out a few years back and, you know, stomped it at the box office. I think it made like $1 billion+. So now the Nintendo floodgates are open. And of course, other than Mario and Donkey Kong, what is their other major flagship franchise? You guessed it. The Legend of Zelda. We have a live-action Legend of Zelda movie that wrapped shooting in April in New Zealand. News seems to be trickling out. There was the unfortunate passing of Sam Neill earlier this month, or last month, but it has been revealed that he has a role in this upcoming Zelda movie, which is on track to be released in May 7th of 2027. And I think they're thinking that that will probably be Sam Neill's last on-screen performance. So, you know, to get your booty to the theater next May and check out Zelda. And then also having a massive year, Australian actor Samara Weaving was just announced that she has also been cast in the Zelda movie. She's been having, like I said, a pretty bit in Marvel's next X-Men film. And she starred in one of my favorite movies that came out this year, the little-known crime drama called Carolina Caroline, starring Kyle Gallner. And like I said, Samara Weaving, check that out. It's online. I think it's on Netflix. It's just a good bad boy rolls into town, picks up a small town girl, and they go across the South running scams and robbing banks. It's not as good as Dog Day Afternoon, but it's a solid bank robbery con artist movie. So check out Samara Weaving in Carolina Caroline before her career blows up. Not that it already hasn't, but you know, the sky. My inane nerd ramblings. We're going to get back to the tunes. So you can turn your radio back up because we've got a brand new one from Amy Cheon.
Is that right?
Amy Cheon, sorry, with Aries Baby. So get ready to pop, bop, and rock it on CFRC.
Feeling free, place just for you, and a place just
What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFR.
Well, we're getting too old to go 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday I don't care about you, love. Monday you can fall. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love. Saturday, wait, always comes too late. Friday, never hesitate. I don't care if Monday's black. Tuesday, Wednesday, heart attack. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday.
With their cover of Friday, I'm in Love. And don't you worry, guys. Wednesday, I'm in. Listeners, thank you very much for joining me once again on Indie. My name is Jeff the Nerd. My name will always be Jeff. We had a brand new track from the Lemon Twigs off their new album. That one was called Yeah, I Do. We had Jerry Lee Lewis with his track Sexy Ways. Also in the girls with Yours Alone. Before Dum Dum Girls, we had Screeching Wind. And we opened it up with Amy Cheon and Aries Baby. Brand new stuff out of Amy Cheon. Check it out. Yeah, I think I got that right. I think I pronounced that correctly. Like I said, my name's Jeff the Nerd. We're just winding down. So we just like to... Yesterday, I learned it was John Cazale's birthday today. I did not know that. So there are five amazing classic 70s movies that I'm going to have to rewatch immediately. Also, what did we learn? We learned that it's still summer. It's not going to last forever. So just embrace it, man. Just, you know, wear it. It's going to be out. So just enjoy the hot, sleazy, sweaty summer. Well, we've got it. Other than that... We learned that our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods. Old Farm Fine Foods are delicious and amazing. I guess we didn't really learn that because we already knew it. And that there's a battle tonight at Springer Market Square if you want to get down for part of their Springer Swinger series. And the Kick and Push Festival through Theater Kingston is still going on through this weekend. So if you want to get some live alternative free website for showtimes. Other than that, we'll catch you guys next week. My niece is on in 2 weeks to do her summer vacation wrap-up show. And then I think the week after that, we're going to be doing our live back-to-school special. More on that as the weeks and days. Along with CFRC, the place to be. Keep it. You'll barely regret it. We're going to play ourselves out with Oldie But A Goodie from The Beths. I can't pronounce their name unless I do the New Zealand accent. The Beths with Knees Deep. And after that, we got some brand new Rolling Stone. Catch you guys next week. Bye.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. c.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a Club Community Takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
Hi, this is James and Matt from Ash and Bloom.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
So that when a car hits a turtle, their shell can crack?
Turtles need to get from one side of the road to the other to find food, mate, lay eggs without getting hit,
because a turtle can get seriously injured.
Slow down if you see a turtle on the road, and if it is safe, move the...
This message was brought to you by a student.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFFM